Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Hello, I'm Kyle Malin, editor of the MERS newsletter, filling in for Michael Cohen today. Thanks for joining us on the program. We are keeping a close eye at the Michigan State campus and the Sparty statue in particular, where Miles Bridges and Tom Izzo are holding a press conference right now, at which it is presumed that Miles Bridges is going to announce that he will stay a Michigan State Spartan for at least another year and advance for his sophomore year as a Michigan State Spartan, as opposed to foregoing his sophomore year and entering the NBA draft, where most project him to go somewhere in the top 15. Some have projected him to go as high as number 6 in the NBA draft. Most of the draft picks I have seen have him around the 11 or 10 mark. But it appears as if he is going to say no to the NBA for now, put it off a year, and come back to Michigan State, where if he does follow through with that, would make Michigan State, going into the upcoming 2017-18 season, a preseason top 5 pick. Miles Bridges coming back with Nick Ward. Nick Ward also is not going to go pro after just 1 year at Michigan State, joining with Cassius Winston and Jeremy Langford, come back to make a very formidable group. And there's going to be some freshmen coming on that team as well that would make Michigan State a huge favorite going into the Big Ten season. Miles Bridges sitting next to Tom Izzo right now in front in the shadow of the Sparty statue. We've got the mascot Sparty behind him. Miles Bridges is wearing a black jumpsuit with a Spartan logo on the chest. So clearly it appears that that this is going to happen. Solomon has the feed right now, and we're going to go ahead and listen to it.
I talked to my mom, my dad. They supported me, my sister. I just want to thank y'all again, man. I can't wait for next year.
We want you, buddy!
Hastily called press conference here. A huge crowd, though, in front of Sparty to hear the announcement.
I have personal goals here. I want to win a national championship.
Yeah!
Crowd chanting 3 more years. I think they'll just take 1 more, to be perfectly honest.
My teammates are a big part of it. I love my teammates. They've been supporting me, and I know they're going to have my back no matter what. So I can't wait for next year and to spend it with y'all.
Yeah! They had been waiting for Miles Bridges' family to show up here, but they were a little late in traffic.
Because it's a tough decision for anybody. And, you know, I know the media is going to ask some questions, and we're going to let them ask it right in front of all of you so you can see what it's like to be in a press conference.
Pressure's
on.
It's
part of the learning experience being communication majors. And we'll see if we can get Tom 100 right here in front of you. But, you know, it's tough, too. It's tough because Miles has to think about his family. You know, I think it's been well said that, you know, his mother had some dreams, too, and what he's asking her to do is wait about, you know, 10, 12 months, see what happens then. I think Miles is, him and I have spent a lot of time talking about what the reasons to stay would be, and so I'll help the media. There were reasons to stay that, sure, he wants to win a championship, but 2 years ago, guys, we had a good enough team to win one, and we got beat in the first round. I mean, stuff happens.
He had to bring that up, didn't he?
But those are the kind of conversations we had to have. But I think when it came down to me, where I felt comfortable, when he just said that he wants to get better, enjoys college, he loves his teammates, he's been happy here. When you put all those things together, he couldn't make a bad decision, but his decision, thank God, was to come. I mean,
You're listening to a live audio feed of a press conference in front of Sparty coach Tom Izzo, Michigan State basketball team, and Miles Bridges announcing that he will stay at Michigan State for at least one more year to play for the Spartans. The media is going to be asking some questions. We'll just stay with it for just another minute here.
Question for both of you. I'll start with Miles, then I'll ask Tom his. Miles, go back with me to Purdue when Aaron got hurt in the locker room. And you were crying because you talked about what Aaron meant to you. And you told me in that locker room that the greatest experience is not just basketball, it was the family.
Okay, we're going to press pause here on this live feed, but...